funnily enough, I think actually now, I think I was quite naive about it. I didn't realise quite how big a show it was. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I went to meet these people at the BBC, and they couldn't tell me what the meeting was about, because it was all very hush-hush at the time, because nobody knew that the BBC had won it. And I was at this meeting, and we were chatting away about this thing called the National Lottery that I knew nothing about, but me being me, I pretended I knew everything about it. And I said, well, that's all very good, but anyway, what did you want to see me about? And they said, no, we want you to do the show with us. And I just laughed at them. I literally just thought it was the best punchline to do. I just, you got what? Why would you want me to do it? So I laughed, and anyway, I said, well, that's very interesting, but I'll think about it. And then I turned the job down 3 times, and then eventually did it. So I didn't really understand that side of television, because I'd only done Channel 4 and a bit of comedy on the BBC. And it was only when we were taken along to the launch, and literally, there was like 70 journalists in a room. It was like one of those proper media scrums, all flashing cameras. Yeah. And they knew Anthea Turner. They did not have a Scooby who I was at all. And they were just going, who are you? There was a shouting, a pointing a microphone, who the hell are you? What are you? You know, anyway. And at that point, I got relatively frightened about it, because I thought, well, this is going to change my life for a while, which it did, because the press scrutiny on the television show was extraordinary, especially at the start, because it was such a national pastime. They couldn't really have an opinion about the National Lottery, because everyone was wanting to play it, but they could definitely have opinions about the television show, which they did. So there was an awful lot of firefighting of tabloids kind of flagging us off for wanting interviews or wanting to know the secrets of it to start with. And actually, it was an amazing experience to go through, because I'd never done it before. So having that amount of media scrutiny taught me a lot of lessons about how you do things like that. And to a certain extent, it didn't matter, because it wasn't about me, it was about the show that I was just presenting. So it was a good training. But it was pretty wild. And as I was saying, I mean, you forget how many people watched that programme. You know, there was the times when it was 22, 23 million people were watching that show on a Saturday night, which is sort of extraordinary.
It's mad.
Yeah. So, you know, it was important for all those things, but in the end of the day, it was kind of a results program. It wasn't a show that was and showing people the good works that the money was going to. So it was, in a sense, it was quite a simple show to do. But the size of it and the interest in it was extraordinary. Yeah.